弟兄姊妹平安，咁好欢迎大家咧嚟到今晚我哋呢个讲座啦。今晚我哋嗰个讲座叫做《基督徒对犹太人的使命》。咁大家冇嚟错地方啦。OK， 咁我系 Herbert， 咁喺夏大华研道中心嘅同工之一。咁想问中间咧有冇啲第一次去参加我哋夏大华研道中心嘅一啲课程或者系讲座咁噶？我都有啲第一次嚟。咁簡單介紹下我哋個機構啊。我哋機構咧其實係以教導聖經為一個平台啦。咁但係我哋特別會用一個嘅入手咧，會係用猶太文化啦，並且咧會去睇一啲嘅原文啊、歷史嘅地理啊，咁一啲喺特別主耶穌時代第一世紀嘅背景，去幫我哋明白聖經。咁我哋去咁樣研讀聖經嘅目的咧，其實希望裝備我哋咧。一方面去對神的說話去明白，亦都是更加認識我們主耶穌，以至可以做一個見證在我心裡面去為主做見證。而其實我們去這樣研讀神的說話，如果你記得譬如在臨後三章那裡講到那些的猶太人，他們讀摩西五經有塊帕子蒙住面，是不是？但如果當他們的心一轉向耶穌的時候，塊帕子就會拿走，即是讀摩西五經都可以認識我們的位置，即係透過讀經可以認識我哋嘅位置深一啲。咁我哋都盼望我哋唔單止咁樣去讀經啦，我哋其實喺將來啦，如果我哋可以咧有能力，我哋一齊去努力唔讀神嘅説話，亦都咧特別同猶太佢哋有更多嘅接觸嘅時候咧，能夠將上帝嘅説話咧傾談嘅過程裏邊，可以同佢去傳講主，讓佢睇聖經嘅時候能夠認識主，咁就非常之好一件事。咁啊，當然我哋首先要做嘅就係要努力讀好我哋嘅聖經啦。咁所以今晚我哋會一齊去睇神嘅説話，會有研讀嘅時間。咁其實今晚咧，我哋就主要去我哋去宣講咧，其實係 CMJ 呢個嘅機構。咁CMJ 咧，其實就 stand for 咩咧？就係 The Church's Ministry Among Jewish People。咁佢哋係其實喺1809年就成立嘅，即係話而家已經超過200年嘅歷史，就遠遠咧早過呢個以色列立國啦。喺即係1948年，一個好長嘅時間。咁所以咧，佢哋係唯一咧，暫時係以色列政府係認可佢哋可以去做傳福音嘅工作嘅一個宣教機構嚟。咁當然啦 ，CMJ 咧其實佢哋唔單止係宣教，亦都會做聖經嘅教導。咁佢通常咧，佢哋用三個 E 咧去代表佢哋做緊嘅 ministry。咁就 evangelism 啦，即係去傳福音俾猶太人啦 ；encouragement 去 encourage 嗰啲猶太嘅信主嘅弟兄，鼓勵佢哋嘅生命，建立佢哋，亦都會做咧 education， 就係咧。去教導今日嘅基督嘅身體咧，教會我哋咧點樣可以回復翻咧猶太文化呢個嘅背景，更加認識我哋嘅信仰。咁喺呢三方面咧，陣間我哋嘅講員咧都會為我哋去提到呢啲嘅題目。咁而特別我哋就住呢三個嘅醫咧，我哋其實呢三晚嘅講道咧就住呢三個題目啦。咁今晚咧，我哋個主題就係向猶太人傳福音嘅重要性，就 cover 第一個醫。咁跟住咧。明晚就講到呢個鼓勵猶太人，特別是以信主的猶太信徒，就講到第二個醫啦。跟住第三晚教導基督徒有關基督信仰的猶太根源，就是第三個醫 education。咁而或者我哋都介紹一下我哋呢兩位講員先啦，今日咁我哋嘅兩位講員分別是may I introduce our two speakers tonight, Dr. Dom Stanley。OK， 有另一位講員是Aaron Ivy。咁Dr. Don Stanley 咧，佢係 CMJ 以色列嘅總監啦。咁喺澳洲墨爾本大學嗰度，佢就讀呢個嘅猶太歷史同埋文化嘅博士。咁而Aaron 咧 ，Aaron 佢就係CMJ 嗰個嘅 Heritage Center， 我哋叫做信仰傳統中心嘅一個總監。咁佢喺耶路撒冷嘅耶希伯來大學咧。讀碩士主修咧就係早期猶太人嘅基督徒聖經傳譯，咁佢亦都係我哋夏大華研道中心嘅顧問嚟嘅，其實咁所以好多謝佢哋喺嚟到我哋中間啦，佢哋會有幾日喺度同我哋一齊去分享神嘅説話。咁今晚咧會用英文去傳講，咁咧而Peter 咧會為我哋做翻譯。咁喺開始呢個嘅教導之前咧，都講少少咧有啲嘅安排。咁就我哋咧就會有一啲嘅奉獻箱咧擺咗喺兩邊出口嗰度嘅。咁而所有啲奉獻咧，我哋會全數咧會俾曬 CMJ 嗰個嘅事工。咁而 CMJ 佢哋其實除了以色列之外咧，其實佢哋喺 UK 啊、喺 US、喺澳洲、南非咧都有佢哋嘅 office 嘅。咁我哋都盼望啦，盼望唔知會唔會有機會喺香港或者中國大陸，我哋咧都有機會呢個事工去建立起上嚟。咁大家都可以去為呢件事去禱告嘅紀念咯。咁而係我哋都會咧有一啲嘅紙啦，去傳俾大家咧，就可以大家如果有一啲嘅問題，即係 question。and answer 嘅 session 嘅時候，即係或者去到最尾大家有問題嘅時候，我哋就會讀嗰啲問題，就去俾兩位堂員去回的去回應啦。咁亦都傳會傳到一張嘅一張紙咧，係留一啲嘅電郵嘅。咁如果你以前咧已經係留過呢啲電郵，就可以唔使填啦。咁如果唔係嘅話咧，你可以寫低你嘅聯絡電郵地址啊嗰啲名啊咁，方便我哋咧將日後有課程啦，有啲嘅介紹，咁可以去經過電郵通知大家。咁就同埋如果大家咧喺嗰個嘅 question 嗰度咧有啲嘅 feedback 咧，亦都好歡迎大家咧去寫翻俾我哋嘅。咁咧就同埋都提一提啦，大家即係如果有手提電話啦，有響鬧裝置咧，都請大家關咗做震機啦，嚇，讓我哋成個嘅即係教導可以好順利去進行。OK， 咁或者咧開始嘅時候咧，我哋一齊學祈禱啊。Let's pray。我哋嘅主，我哋嘅神。我們去奉你的名去聚集，我們為要在這裡去好想的親近你主，就願意你在我們的中間向我們說話，藉著我們的兩位講員 Dr. Don Stanley 和 Aaron Ivy， 藉著他們兩位的分享呢，去都讓我們去更加認識呢上帝你在做的事情，上帝你的國度如何去擴展，也都讓我們去明白你的說話，我們更加深的認識你和知道上帝你的心意、你的性情。主就願意你中間你向我們每一個說話，祝福我們今晚的聚會，一起中間去遇見你自己。我們這樣去將我們有時間去恭敬的交託禱告，奉靠耶穌的名祈求。 OK， 或者我們開始今晚的講題。今晚的講題是向猶太人傳福音的重要性。首先Dr. Don Stanley為我們 去講解的，然後就 Aaron Ivy 為我們去講解。那將時間交給Dr. Don Stanley。Okay, talk about this.
Thank you, Herbert, for that wonderful introduction.
好多謝呢個咁美好嘅介紹。
I didn't understand one word of it.
我一啲都唔明白。
Now it's wonderful to be here. It's a great privilege.
好榮幸嚟到喺呢度啦。
As Herbert said, I'm the director of CMJ Israel.
好似 Herbert 所講咧，我就係CMJ 以色列嘅總監。
And Aaron, my colleague here, is the director of our heritage centres. I think you have said that, Herbert.
咁 Aaron 就係我嘅同事啦，佢就係睇住呢個信仰傳統中心嘅。
And we are very much involved in ministry with Jewish people.
咁我哋喺猶太人當中有呢一個事工。
In the land of Israel.
係喺以色列地。
And this is a first for us. We've never taught before in Hong Kong.
呢次係我哋嘅第一次，我哋從來未喺香港教導過。
And we've never been translated before either.
亦都從來未試過俾人翻譯嘅。
It's wonderful to be here. Wonderful to be here.
好開心可以喺呢度。
And God is doing something special amongst His people.
神喺猶太人當中做緊啲好奇妙嘅工作。
Around the world.
喺世界裏邊。
And He's putting into people's hearts.
他在人的心裏面的工作
Something about the Jewish people
是關於猶太人的
And God's great love for them
神是很愛他們
And that's why you're here tonight
就是因為這樣我們今晚在這裡
Because it's not just things you learn in your head It's not just things in the head It's also things in the heart
不是單單一些頭腦裡面的事也都是內心的事
That God does with You know, our love of the Jewish people.
神是工作緊，因為佢好愛猶太人。
So tonight I'm going to lay a brief foundation first about CMJ.
所以今晚我要好簡單嘅去為 CMJ 去講一個嘅基礎。
And then I'll be talking a little bit about our structure for the next three nights.
我就會講一講我哋嚟緊三晚嘅我哋會講嘅事情。
And then I'll be laying a foundation about Jewish evangelism.
我亦都會講關於向猶太人傳福音嘅基礎嘅事
，which will lead into Aaron talking after me，
就會引領到Aaron 佢嘅教導啦。
So CMJ began 200 years ago。
CMJ 喺200年前開始
，in England
喺英國
，and it's a great story of God's faithfulness
係神信實嘅一個好偉大嘅故事。
We could spend a long time talking about this history，
我哋可以用好多時間講呢個歷史
，but it's time that we don't have。
但係我哋冇呢個時間。
But two things should be said about that history。
但有兩件事我哋需要提及嘅關於呢個歷史。
First of all, CMJ's early beginnings were about the sense of the Jewish people being restored to their ancient homeland.
咁開始嘅時候 ，CMJ 係想將猶太人帶翻去佢哋原本嘅家鄉嗰度。
From all sorts of places from around the world，
喺世界唔同嘅地方。
And second, within CMJ, there was a sense that Jewish people need to be restored to their Jewish Messiah, Jesus.
咁第二樣 CMJ 要做嘅就係要將猶太人介紹翻佢哋嘅尼賽亞。
Through what we call the gospel，
就係我哋稱為福音。
Since 1809, CMJ's work spread all over the world, but for much of that history, a central focus has been in Palestine or what we now call Israel.
咁自200年前開始之後 ，CMJ 嘅工作已經去到世界各地，但係我哋主要工作都依然喺翻巴勒斯坦，即係以色列今日嘅以色列地。
And with Peter and his team here, we're looking at CMJ Hong Kong coming to be part of us.
咁Peter 同埋佢嘅同工咧，都考慮成為 CMJ 香港嘅一個分會。
And this means that they're coming to a thriving range of ministries.
咁就變成一個好蓬勃發展緊嘅事工。
For example, we have Christchurch, the oldest Protestant church in the Middle East.
例如我哋有一個 Christchurch 基督嘅教堂，咁係喺中東裏邊最古舊一間教堂。
Opened in 1849.
係喺1848年開始嘅。
Guest houses throughout Israel, that's like Christian hotels.
我哋有旅館咧，喺以色列地唔同嘅地方咧，就好似基督徒嘅一個酒店咁啦。
And we have heritage centres, and my brother Aaron's going to talk about those.
我哋亦都有呢個信仰傳統中心啦 ，Aaron 就會介紹呢一個。
We have tours and a messianic bookshop.
我哋有一個嘅猶太信徒嘅書室。
And we have the Anglican International School.
我哋亦都有聖公會嘅國際學校。
And a recent phenomenon started 20 years ago is Makor HaTikva.
咁有另外一個嘅事工咧，就係20年前開始嘅，就叫做盼望嘅源頭。
And this is a school for the children of Jewish believers, what we call Messianic Jews or disciples of the Messiah Jesus.
咁呢啲就係信主嘅猶太人或者叫猶太信徒啦，佢哋都係主耶穌嘅門徒啦，佢哋嘅呢個事工係俾佢哋嘅細路哥。
So CMJ has a very historical mission, and this mission is based around what we call in English the three E's.
咁 CMJ 呢一個嘅使命咧，係建立喺歷史裏邊，而我哋喺英文咧就會用三個 E 嚟到去講嘅。
And Herbert talked about the three E's. There's the first one is about evangelism amongst the Jewish people.
Herbert 已經講咗呢三個 E 啦，第一個就係 evangelism， 即係傳福音。
There's encouragement of Jewish people.
亦都會鼓勵猶太信徒。
And there's education about teaching the Jewish roots, about teaching the church about the Jewish roots of its faith.
亦都會 educate， 即係教導教會關於佢哋嘅猶太信仰根源。
So over the next three nights, we'll be talking about the three E's, and the first one we'll be talking about tonight is about the first one, which is about evangelism.
所以呢三晚我哋會將呢三個 E 分開嚟講咧，而今晚就會講到第一個 E 就係關於傳福音。
And over the last 200 years, evangelism amongst Jewish people has been our number one priority, and it still is today.
過去200年，向猶太人傳福音係我哋一個嘅首要任務，到今日依然一樣。
And in terms of the bigger picture, we believe that this is a calling from God. Why? Because it's reflecting God's own heart.
較為宏觀咁去睇咧，我哋相信呢一個係神對我哋嘅呼召。點解咧？因為我哋向猶太人傳福音係將上帝嘅心去表明咗出嚟。
But this calling has often not been used by the church. It's been neglected, misunderstood.And abused even within the church.
呢一個嘅呼召好多時候被教會去忽略咗啦， 誤解咗啦，甚至乎會濫用添。
And within CMJ, we always want to be involved in evangelism in sensitive ways.
咁 CMJ 我哋做嘅嘢咧，都好想傳福音，但係用一個會顧及到佢哋感受嘅方法。
And for us, evangelism must include a desire to love and to listen to and to learn from the Jewish people.
對我哋嚟講，傳福音俾猶太人，我哋需要去愛啦，去聆聽啦，甚至乎向佢哋去學習添。
And at the same time, a desire to be faithful about proclaiming the gospel.
同時，我哋亦都要好忠心信實地傳講福音。
Now, I just want to talk for a moment about.What's going? I'll just have a drink of water. Wow, is that all right, Peter?
I think that's my water.
Very nice water, Peter. Thank you.
That's my water.
Is that your water? Oh, okay. That's
no
your
problem.
Water.
No problem. You keep.
You have my water. Okay. Okay. Very good. He's a good guy, isn't he? Let's get Peter around. He's a great guy. Okay.Now, I want to talk about what's going on in the world about evangelism amongst Jewish people.
我想講啊，今日世界各地向猶太人傳福音係發展成點。
And unfortunately, it's under attack.
好不幸地係受到攻擊。
Not just from you know, the secular world, but also from within the church.
唔係單單從呢、這個世界裏面嘅攻擊，好不幸地係嚟自教會。
And at one level, people hold on to.What's called a two covenant theory.
因為有些人會他們認同一個兩約的述說
or dual covenant theory.
或者雙約論
And in this theory, they believe that there is one way of salvation for Jewish people.
這個論說就講到猶太人他們有自己的途徑去得到救恩
And what they mean by that is that, that Jewish people can be saved through God's covenant at Mount Sinai.
他們的講法就是猶太人可以藉住在西乃山上上帝同佢哋立嘅約得到救恩。
And that's sufficient for the salvation of the Jewish people.
呢個已經對猶太人嚟講係足夠。
And the other part of this,
另外一部分就係
two covenant theory is that non-Jews, that is us, Gentiles, can come to salvation a different way through Jesus.
呢個兩約論就會講到我哋咧，作為外邦人咧，我哋需要得到救恩係藉住主耶穌。
Thus, for these sort of people, they don't believe in sharing the gospel with Jewish people.
如果相信呢啲雙約論嘅人咧，佢哋唔相信需要向猶太人傳福音嘅。
And another reason why people are opposed to Jewish evangelism these days.
另一個原因點解佢哋唔認同向猶太人傳福音咧
？Is because of the world that we live in, this postmodern world.
我哋活喺一個後現代嘅世界裏邊。
Of political correctness and great relativity.
我哋會講到好多嘢都唔應該有冒犯性喺裏邊。
Where there is no such thing as anymore as absolute truth.
跟住我哋會發現係冇絕對真理呢一回事。
And thus people no longer believe in the authority of the Bible of the Scriptures.
而好多人都唔再相信聖經嘅權威。
And so out of this postmodern view,
所以呢個後現代嘅睇法引申出嚟。
Some people think that this evangelism to Jewish people represents cultural imperialism.
有些人就會認為向猶太人傳福音咧，就好似一個文化嘅imperialism， 優越主義。
Thank you, Peter. That was good. or ethnic genocide.
或者係甚至乎一個種族清洗。
So that if somebody becomes a Jewish believer in Jesus.They will lose their Jewish identity.
因為佢哋覺得當猶太人認識耶穌之後，佢哋會失去佢哋猶太人嘅身份。
So these are some negatives that are around today.
呢啲就係今日流傳落嚟一啲負面嘅事情。
And so let's consider things from now from the point of view of the Bible.
咁而家開始，我哋從聖經嘅角度去睇呢件事。
So historically, Christianity began as a Jewish phenomenon.
在歷史裏面基督教開始的時候是一個猶太人的現象
The first people to believe that Jesus was the Messiah were Jews
第一班人去相信耶穌就是尼賽亞他們是猶太人
And according to their understanding
按住他們的明白
The place of revelation was the land of the Jews
上帝啟示給他們的地方就是猶太人的地方
The source of the revelation was the God of Israel
嗰個啟示嘅源頭就係以色列嘅上帝。
The first recipients of the revelation were Jewish, as I said.
第一班領受呢個啟示嘅係猶太人。
And the main character of the revelation was Jesus, the Jewish Messiah.
啟示嘅主角就係主耶穌，我哋嘅彌賽亞。
Now Jesus was born to a Jewish mother.
耶穌係藉住一個猶太嘅母親而出生嘅。
He was given a good name and a very normal name.
佢就有一個好好嘅名字，好正常嘅名字。
Called Yeshua.
就係耶穌啊。
It's a very important name because it means the Lord's salvation.
好重要嘅名字，因為佢意思就係上帝嘅救恩。
And according to Matthew 1:21, it tells us a lot about what Jesus came to do.
按住馬太第一章二十一節，講咗好多關於主耶穌做嘅事俾我哋知。
He came to save.
佢嚟到。
To save his people from their sins.
他来到是要拯救，从罪里面拯救他的子民。
So from that beginning we have the sharing of the gospel.
所以开始的时候，我们就会从当时的开始，我们见到有人开始传讲福音了。
Jesus shared the message with his Jewish brothers.
主耶稣向他的犹太同胞分享这个信息。
The apostle shared it.
那些使徒都是这样分享。
The first communities of Jewish believers in Jerusalem and the Galilee shared it.
在当时的加利利一带的犹太社群，他们都是这样分享。
And as Paul traveled around the Mediterranean, he shared it as well.
而保罗在地中海一带宣教的时候，他都是这样分享。
So this is very, very important because.
所以这个很重要，因为
the sharing of the gospel with Jewish people was the beginning. Of world evangelism.
因为向犹太人传福音变成向世界传福音的一个开始。
So that's from scripture, and what's it mean for today?
这个是来自圣经的，对我们今天来讲有什么意义呢？
I want to consider now a very key text.
我们想看一段很关键的经文。
It's from Paul's letter to the church at Rome.
是来自保罗的书信，他写给罗马。
And many of you may know this.
大家都会留意到的。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
我不以福音为耻。
Because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
因为这个是神的大能对一切相信的人。
First for the Jew.
首先向犹太人。
Then the Gentile.
然后是外邦人。
So the context here is very simple.
那个上文下理是很简单的。
There's a clear progression, an order, and it's to the Jew first.
是很清楚的进展和一个次序，是先给犹太人。
Now, the Gentile world, the rest of the world is not to be ignored.
那个的外邦世界呢，就不是说要忽略他们。
But the first step from the Bible is to reach out to God's chosen people, the Jews.
但是第一步在上帝的计划里面是要向翻神的选民，就是犹太人。
And also, Paul is not talking about an historical context that's no longer relevant.
保罗亦都唔系讲紧historical context.
Historical setting.
保罗亦都唔系讲紧历史里面发生嘅事已经唔再重要。
That was only relevant back in that period in the mid to late 50s of the first century.
Use this button.
It's not saying that it's only relevant back then when Paul wrote that letter to the Romans.
Okay. 保罗唔系讲紧佢所讲嘅事，只系喺佢写罗马书嘅时候先至合用嘅。
So, because this verse in Romans 1:6 is actually written in the present tense,
因为罗马书呢一节嘅圣经系用现在式去写。
And this is very, very important.
这个是很重要的。
The gospel is the power of God for the salvation.
福音是神的大能。
For all who believe,
要救一切相信的。
Jew and Gentile,
犹太人和外邦人。
And so if we follow the logic of this,
如果我们跟着这个逻辑的话，
it's very easy to understand.
很容易去明白的。
If the gospel is still the power of God leading to salvation,
如果福音依然是神的大能领我们进入救恩，
and is still for all who believe,
是依然向所有相信的人，
then the gospel is still to the Jew first.
所以福音依然是要向犹太人先。
And thus, Jewish evangelism is still very, very relevant.
所以向猶太人傳福音依然係好重要，好適切。
And still has an order which gives it a priority.
依然我哋要按住呢個次序，係要先向猶太人。
And so, if we consider these issues, and if we consider what Jesus said in his message to Jewish people,
我哋睇到呢啲嘅事情，亦都睇到主耶穌講關於猶太人嘅事。
No one can come to the Father except through me.
沒人能夠去到父那裡除了藉著我。
And then obviously there's no place for this dual covenant theory.
當然如果這樣看的話，就完全不能夠確立得到那個兩約論。
Now I just want to conclude talk about this about salvation, evangelism amongst Jewish people before I hand over to my brother Aaron.And I want to conclude with two quotes.
我想有個喺我分享關於向猶太人傳福音裏面有個小結啦，跟住就會交時間俾 Aaron。不過咧喺未做呢樣嘢之先咧，就有我會引用兩個人嘅講嘅説話。
And the first is from Dr. Albert Mohler.
第一個就係呢個 Dr. Albert Mohler,
President of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, one of the largest seminaries in the world.
他是南美浸信会神学院世界里面其中一间最大的神学院的院长。
And in today's world where there are problems with authority and absolutes,
他就说到今日我们对于权威是很难接受的，也都很难接受有绝对这样的东
西。People don't really have a problem believing in love.Everyone wants to be loved.
通常人不會有問題去相信愛，因為每個人都需要愛。
And Dr. Mohler says, the act of Christian truth-telling, or telling the truth,
而這位 Mohler 博士他講到基督徒需要講真理，
telling the truth of the gospel to an unbeliever,
向著一些未信主的人去傳講福音的真理，
Jew or Gentile,
不論是猶太人或者外邦人，
is the ultimate act of Christian love.
这个是基督去表明基督的爱一个最终极的行动。
And writing in Christianity Today recently in an article entitled Why Evangelize the Jews,
在当代基督教这本杂志里面有 一篇的文章，
The editor Stan Guthrie said, and I quote,
个编辑讲到，我就引用他讲的说话，
I love and respect the Jewish people and their faith.
我很爱和尊重犹太人和他们的信仰。
After all, Jesus was a Jew.
因为耶稣是犹太人。
And Christianity is firmly rooted in the Hebrew Scriptures.
而基督教是扎根在希伯来圣经里面。
Certainly, the Holocaust has changed the context for evangelism.
当然，这个大屠杀将我们向犹太人传福音这件事彻底的改变。
We have much for which to apologize, but we cannot apologize for the gospel.
我们有很多东西需要去道歉，但是我们不可以为了福音道歉。
Which is good news for Jewish people,
因为福音是好的信息，是给犹太人。
Precisely because they, like all human beings, need Jesus.
因为原因就是他们好像其他人一样都需要耶稣。
And Paul in Romans 3, verse 9 said, What then are we Jews any better off?
保罗在罗马书第九章 chapter 9, 第九章那里讲到
verse 9,
第九节那里讲到
No, not at all, for all both Jews and Greeks.
我们犹太人是不是好过其他人呢？原来不是的，因为犹太人和外邦人都是一样，
are under the power of sin.
都是在罪的权势底下。
So what I wanted to do here is just to lay a brief foundation with you and my colleague Aaron, whowho works in our heritage centres and is on the front line of evangelism, is going to talk about the reality of evangelism in, amongst Jewish people in Israel. So thank you very much.
那我就想跟大家分享这个很基本一个的信息，跟着就会将时间交给 Aaron, 他就会他是在这个的信仰传统中心里面做，他就会跟我们分享关于实际向犹太人传福音的事情。
I studied at Hebrew University in Jerusalem.
我喺耶路撒冷嘅希伯来大学嗰度读书。
And at Hebrew University, like all Jewish culture,
喺希伯来大学好似其他嘅犹太文化一样。
They love to ask questions.
佢哋好中意问问题嘅。
So I'm going to ask a question.
咁所以我会问大家问题。
Is that part of your culture here?
我哋有冇呢个文化咧？
No, we don't like that.
Don't like questions. It's a very Jewish thing to do.
你唔中意问问题噶？问问题系好犹太嘅。
Now, all over the world, in the Christian community, we all know several Hebrew words.
在全世界的犹太群体里面，我们都认识有几个的希伯来字。
We all know Hallelujah.
我们都知道 Hallelujah.
We all know Shalom.
我们都知道 Shalom.
And we all know Amen.
我们都识 Amen.
So what does Amen mean?
Amen 为什么？
Okay, that was something. What do you think it means?
According to what you wish.
According to what you wish. Okay. What an interesting way to end a prayer.
咁特別嘅方法嚟到完一個禱告。
Now the rabbis have discussed for hundreds of years, why do we say Amen at the end of a prayer?
過去幾百年裏面，拉比去討論點解祈完禱之後要講阿門呢？
And they say, it's very hard to say anything in Hebrew without it meaning something.
Without it meaning something.
Everything in Hebrew means something.
咁當如果你用到希伯來文去講一樣嘢嘅時候咧，每一個希伯來字都係有佢嘅意思嘅。
I have three children.
我有三個小哥。
My first son was born in Bethlehem.
我個大仔係喺伯利恒嗰度出世。
And we gave him the name Micah Jared.
我哋就改咗佢個名叫 Micah Jared,
which in Hebrew means "Who is like God who came down?"
喺希伯來文就係誰能像我哋嘅主咧？我哋嘅主就嚟到地上。
And our daughter.Born in Jerusalem.
我們的女兒是在耶路撒冷出世。
And we called her Atara Naomi.
我們就叫她 Atara Naomi.
Which means the crown of my delight.
她意思是我所喜悅的她的冠冕。
And another daughter,
另外一個的女,
called Tirza Ruth.
她的名字叫 Tirza Ruth.
Which means beautiful companion.
意思是一個很美麗的同伴。
Very hard to say something in Hebrew without it meaning something.
當我哋如果用希伯來文嘅時候，其實每一個字都有佢嘅意思嘅。
Except Amen.
除咗阿門。
Amen doesn't mean anything.
阿門係揾唔到咩意思啊
？It comes from the verb lahamin, which means to believe or to trust.
它來自另一個字就是 Lahamin, 意思就是相信或者信任。
The word for truth is Emet.
那個真理的字是 Emet.
The word for faith is Emunah.
而信心這個字是 Emunah.
But what does Amen mean?
但是阿門這個字又為什麼呢?
So the rabbis thought this must be an anagram.
Anagram.
Three words.
三。所以拉比就話啦，呢一個應該係三個字母組成嘅字。
Amen is made up of three Hebrew characters.
阿門呢個字係由三個字母組成。
Aleph, Mem, Nun.
Aleph, Mem, 同埋 Nun.
The Aleph stands for Adonai.
Aleph 嘅意思咧就係上主 Adonai.
God.
神
The Mem stands for Melech, King.
Mem 的意思就是上主就是王的意思 Melech.
And the Nun stands for Ne'eman.
Nun 的意思就是 Ne'eman.
Which is another word for faithful.
是另外一個字是講信實的意思。
Amen is Adonai Melech Ne'eman. Our God, the King,is faithful.
阿門呢個字嘅意思咧，就係我哋嘅神，我哋嘅王，佢係信實嘅。
A
And for all those students, you will find that in the Talmud, in Tractate Sanhedrin, page 112, side B.
那些學生就會在《塔木德經》裏面這個部分找到這個教導了。
So why do we say Amen at the end of our prayer?
為什麼我們在禱告之後要講阿門呢？
Because we're praying to God, who is our King. There is nobody else up there to pray to.
因為我們向神去禱告，祂就是我們的王了，沒有第二位我們可以向祂禱告。
And He is faithful.
而祂是信實的。
Even when we're not faithful.
就算我们是得忠，
He is faithful to hear our prayer,
祂是信实地听我们的祷告，
and He is faithful to respond to our prayer,
祂也信实地去回应我们的祷告，
because He is always faithful,
因为祂是永远都信实的，
He has to be,
祂一定是这样的，
and He is faithful to His Jewish people,
祂也对祂的犹太子民是信实的，
and He has never let them go,
他永远都不会就这样放了他们。
And today, there are more Jewish believers in Jesus than there have ever been since the time of Acts.
今天我们有的犹太信徒是自从使徒行传以来从来没试过有这么多的。
And what we are seeing in Israel today,
我们今天在以色列见到的是
Are many, many thousands of Israelis coming to a church.
好多好多数以千计的犹太人去教会。
And why do they come?
点解佢哋会去呢？
Israelis, Jewish people, are very curious people.
以色列人、犹太人，佢哋系好好奇嘅民族。
You find them everywhere.
你喺边度都揾到佢哋
嘅。Now, everyone in Israel has to join the army.
每一个在以色列地住的人都要参与参军，
both girls and guys，
不论男和女。
And after doing their army service，
他们服完兵役之后，
they travel the world，
他们就会去世界各地。
So they go to the mountains of Nepal，
他们就会去到尼泊尔山上，
the jungles of Mexico，
去到墨西哥那些森林里面，
the beaches of Australia，
去到澳洲的海滩那里，
where they stop for a while，
他们就会留在那里一阵。
But they're very curious. They can come here.
很好奇的人来，他们会来香港的。
And they want to know what you do.
他们想知道我们做的是什么。
How do you do it?
我们怎样做的呢？
Why do you do it?
为什么我们会这样做呢？
They're very curious.
他们非常好奇的人。
And they come to a church.
他们会来到教会里面。
They come to Christ Church.
他们来到我们的 Christ Church 里面。
In the last week,Before coming to Hong Kong,
在我来香港之前最后一个星期，
we had over 2,000 Israeli visitors to Christchurch.
我们有超过2,000个犹太人来到去我们间教堂里面。
Can you show some of the slides of Christchurch?
Now, most Christianity in the Middle East,
在中东的基督教，
is Catholic.Or Orthodox.
大部分都是天主教或者是东正教。
So it is full of things like statues and icons.
他们会有很多的圣像。
And it is ethnically Arab.
而通常他们的民族是阿拉伯民族。
Most Christians in the Middle East are Arabs.
大部分在中东的基督教徒，他们都是阿拉伯人。
So they speak Arabic.
所以他们讲的是阿拉伯文。
Their Jesus looks like an Arab.
耶稣好似一个阿拉伯人喎。
And so for Jewish people,
所以对犹太人来讲，
their encounter with Christianity,
他们对基督教的接触，
is something that's very, very foreign.
是对他们很陌生的。
But which is strange.
其实很奇怪的。
Because where does Messiah come from?
但是弥赛亚从哪里而来的？
From the Jewish people.
是从犹太人而来的。
It's a Jewish concept.
是一个犹太人的观念。
Today we have three messiahs.
今天我们有三个的弥赛亚。
There is Jesus.
有主耶稣。
There is a guy called Rabbi Menachem Schneerson.
有一个叫 Rabbi... Menachem?
He's dead.
他已经过身。
And another one in Russia, Rabbi Nachman.
而另外一个就是俄罗斯的 Rabbi Nachman。
Two of them are dead.
兩個已經死咗。
One of them is alive.
一個係依然活著。
And if we wait another 10 years,
如果你再等多十年
，I'm sure we'll have another Messiah.
我哋相信又有另一個嚟賽亞。
Because Messiah is a Jewish concept.
因為尼賽亞係一個猶太人嘅觀念。
But when they go into a church in the Middle East,
但係當佢哋喺中東去到一間教堂裏邊。
Their first impression of Christianity is something that's very foreign.
他们一进到去教堂，第一个印象就是觉得很陌生。
Except when they come to Christ Church.
除了他们来到 Christ Church.
Can we go inside?
我们可不可以进去呢？
They will come inside a church with no statues.
他们会进到一间教堂是没有像在这里的。
With no icons.
也都没有这些圣像。
With no idol worship.
不是拜偶像的。
To a church with Hebrew.
去到一间教堂是有希伯来文。
For a church without a cross.
一间教堂也都没有十字架的。
And they will ask.
他们就会问，
Where are your gods?
你的神在哪
里？ Because they expect to see gods.
因为他们期望就是见到这些神像。
And why is it in Hebrew?
而为什么是用希伯来文写呢？
This is where you have your chance.
这个就是你的机会。
And you can say,
你就可以说，
I have the same God as you.
我和你是同一位，有同一位神。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
For many people,
很多的人，
this is the first time to encounter a Protestant Christianity.
这个是他们第一个的机会去接触一个改革教。
And to realize,that Christianity isn't something foreign.
让他们明白到原来基督教不是陌生的。
It is actually very, very Jewish.
其实是非常非常犹太。
This book,
这本书,
the Bible,
圣经,
is written by Jews.
是由犹太人所写的。
About Jews.
是关于犹太人的。
To Jews.
是向犹太人所写。
So why is the church empty of Jews?
为什么在教会里面不见有犹太人的？
The church is not complete.
教会不会完全。
Until there are Jews in it.
直至到在当中有犹太人。
And when there is a merging of Jew and Gentile.
当我们见到外邦人和犹太人能够合在一起。
And the kingdom of heaven is complete.
而天国这样才叫做完全。
And so last week.
所以上一个星期，
Many of our guides,
很多我们的导赏员，
shared their faith in the Messiah,
那就分享他们是对尼赛亚的信仰。
My guides are Jewish believers in Jesus.
我的导赏员，他们都是在他们都是犹太的信徒。
And as they shared their faith,
当他们分享他们的信仰的时候，
Israelis asked many questions.
那些以色列人问很多问题。
And they'll say,Your book,
他们会说你那本书，
Your New Testament,
你们的新约，
Why should Jews read it?
为什么犹太人要读啊？
It's written by Christians.
是基督徒所写的。
But it's not.
但是不是啊。
Where does the term the New Covenant come from?
新约这个的字眼是哪里来的？
Jeremiah.
耶利米书。
And so we had a Bible study.
所以我们有一个查经。
Can you show the altar?Around this altar at 11 o'clock on Monday night.
在星期一11点钟，我们就围绕着这个的坛。
Talking through Jeremiah 31.
我们就讲到关于耶利米书31章。
Where God says,
神就说，
I will make a new covenant.
我会
the house of Israel.
同以色列家立一个新的约。
And with the house of Judah.
也都同犹大的家立这个约。
And so God is making a new covenant with Israel first.
所以神是和以色列立这个新的约。
To the Jew first.
向犹太人先。
As they look around the church,
当他向在这间教堂周围望的时候，
that they're going to see many symbols,
他们见到很多的标记。
Some in Hebrew,
有些是用希伯来文。
And some in Greek,
有些是用希腊文。
Can we go to the altar again?This is the altar of the church.
这个是教堂里面的坛。
It says in Hebrew, Zot asu lischoni, Do this to remember me.
在希伯来文这里就写着你们如此行为的是纪念我。
And then has three symbols down the bottom.
在下面有三个的标记。
Which all speak about the Messiah.
每一个都是关于尼赛亚的。
The first symbol.
第一个标记。
On the left.
在left.
Is the Alpha and Omega.
就是Alpha 和 Omega.
The first and the last.
最后一个最后起初也是末后。
So who called himself the first and the last?
誰稱他自己是起初和末后?
When did he do it?
他何時這樣說的?
In which book?
在哪本書?
Which one?
哪本書?
Which one?
Isaiah.
Yes, it's in Isaiah. Ani Rishon va Ani Acharon. I am the first and I am the last.
在以赛亚书嗰度讲到，我系起初，亦都系末后。
Comes from Isaiah 48.
嚟自以赛亚书第四十八章。
Now many Israelis don't read their Bibles.
好多以色列人佢哋唔读佢哋嘅圣经。
So they often think that it comes from the New Testament.
佢哋就会以为系嚟自新约。
But we try and show.
但我哋尝试俾佢哋见到。
That Messiah comes from the Hebrew Bible.
尼赛亚系嚟自希伯来圣经。
That we didn't invent this.
我哋冇发明呢件事。
All the terms that Jesus uses to describe himself.
所有主耶稣用嘅一啲嘅名词去描述佢自己。
All come from the Hebrew Bible.
全部都嚟自希伯来圣经。
His favorite topic, he calls himself.
佢最中意叫佢自己系。
Is the Son of Man.
就是人子。
Okay, and where do you find the Son of Man?
人子在哪里找到啊?
Daniel.
但以利书。
And of the book of Enoch if you're Ethiopian. From the book of Daniel.
从但以利书那里。
And in the book of Daniel,
在但以利书里面,
the Son of Man is the judge of the world.
人子是世界的审判官。
A supernatural character.
是一个超自然的人物
in which all the world will worship.
在向着他就全世界都会敬拜
And Jesus uses this term to describe himself.
耶稣用这个的字眼来描述他自己
But in Isaiah 48,
在以赛亚书第四十八章
verse 12,
第十二节
he describes himself again.
他再一次去描述他自己
And he says,
他就说
Listen to me, O Jacob.
雅各啊，听我所讲。
Israel, whom I have called,
以色列是我所呼召的。
I am he,
我就是他。
I am the first and I am the last,
我就是起初，亦都是末后。
So then we stop and we ask the Israelis,
当我们去问那些以色列人，
Who's talking?
谁在这里讲话？
And do you know what they say?
他们，你知不知道他们讲什么？
Isaiah, the prophet.
他就说，以赛亚，我先知。
Okay.
哦，好啊。
Let's have a look.
我们看看。
My own hand laid the foundation of the earth.
是我亲手去设立这个世界。
And my right hand spread out the heavens.
我的右手就将这个天去彰显出。
When I summon them, they all stand up.
当我去呼召这些东西的时候，全部他们都要起立。
So did Isaiah make the world?
以赛亚是不是他讲的东西呢?
Who made the world?
谁在这里讲的东西啊?谁创造世界?
God made the world.
是神去创造世界。
So the first and the last.
所以起初和末后。
Has to be God.
一定是讲神。
Now we go down to 16.
现在我们去到第16节。
And in Hebrew it says,
在希伯来文是这样讲的。
Me'et ha'iti sham. Which is a time, me'et is a time word.
Me'et 这个字是跟时间有关的字
Which is the same as saying in the beginning
就好像说起初的意思
From the beginning, before there was time
在起初的时候时间都没有
I was there
我就在那里了
So who is that?
谁来的
Has to be God
一定是神、啊
okay. And then it says Ve'eta Hayiti sham And nowThis is another time word, meaning right now.
跟住就讲了现在即是讲紧一个时间的字是现在这个时候。
At 24 minutes past 8.
现在就是8:24.
He's getting a workout today. At 24 minutes past 8, I am here.
8:24, 我在这里.
I was there, and I am here.
我以前起初的时候在那里, 现在在这里.
Is that the prophet?
这个是不是先知啊?
No, it's God.
不是, 是上帝.
And then it says,
跟着说,
Adonai Hashem. How do you say God, the name of God in Chinese?
Yehovah.
Okay.
Yehovah. Okay.
It says Adonai Yahweh.
跟着他就说, 上主耶和华,
Shalachti has sent me.
差遣我,
Varuachu and his spirit.
和他的灵.
So it can't be God.
所以,
because God is sending him.
所以不可以是神的,
but it is God because it made the world.
但是又是神的,
and he was there before time.
而他在时间以先已经在这里,
so already within the Hebrew scriptures,
所以在希伯来圣经里面,
it begins to hold in tension a mystery.
所以就开始有这个张力是很奇怪的,
which is explained
那就是解释到,
through the life and the resurrection of Jesus.
那就是藉着主耶稣的生命和他的复活去解释出来。
Can we go back to the altar?
我们可不可以回到坛那里? I'm sorry.
Every single word of this. I have to be really careful, Don. Where do you go? The next thing, we move away from Greek. So we've had a discussion about the nature of Messiah.
第二件事,我们离开那个希腊文,我们会讲到关于尼赛亚的本质。
Can anyone read Hebrew?
有没有人可以读到希伯来文?
What's it say in the middle?
在中间那里讲什么?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Which means, of course,
意思当然是,
Elohim Etanu, God with us.
神与我们同在。
At this point, Israelis say,
在这里就以色列人就会讲到,
I thought you said your name of the Messiah was Jesus.
我以为你们的尼赛亚的名字是叫做耶稣吗?
And now you're calling him Emmanuel.
但是你现在叫他做以马内利。
Aha.
Same good, good, good.
This is not the Messiah's name.
这个不是尼赛亚的名字来的。
This is the Messiah's job description.
这个是尼赛亚的工作的描述。
He also has to be Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace.
他亦都是和平之君。
El Gibor, the Mighty God.
他亦都是, 大能的神。
Yeah. And he has to be Emmanuel.
他一定会是以马内利。
God with us.
神与人同在。
At which point, Israelis have a small problem.
来到这里,以色列人开始有问题了。
Because how do you describe the Trinity?
因为你怎样去描述三位一体呢?
We can't even describe it to ourselves.
我们都不能够向着自己的人去解释。
It's a mystery.
是一个奥秘。
The three in one.
三合二为一。
Three people.
三个人。
But one being.
但是是同一个的,
yet Jesus can pray to himself. Jesus prays to his Father.
主耶稣就重赞他的父。
And he has a different will, not my will but yours.
他有另外一个的旨意,不是我的旨意,而是你的旨意。
But Paul says clearly,
但是保罗很清楚地说,
for us there is only one God.
对我们来说只有一位的神。
So how do you describe a Trinity to Israelis?
但我们怎样向以色列人去描述三位一体?
So we don't use words like Father, Son and Spirit.
我们不会去讲到圣父、圣子和圣灵,
which can get a little complicated.
因为这样会比较复杂。
So we use words only found in the Hebrew Bible.
我们就会用只是在希伯来圣经找到的字眼。
Can we go back to the picture above that? Next one. That's it.
Above the window in the middle of the church.
在, 教堂中间那个窗口,
has three names of God.
有三个神的名字。
At the top, the name is the name of God, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh.
而在最顶就是神的名字 Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, 耶和华这个名字。
Okay. Unfortunately, in Hebrew, there are no vowels.
很不幸地在希伯来文是没有响音。
And so it's very difficult to know how to pronounce YHWH.
所以是很难去Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh 这个字很难去发音。
So it could be Yahweh.
所以可以是发音成为 Yahweh.
But could also be Yahweh.
亦都可以是
Yahweh. Because we have no vowels, we don't know.
因为我们没有响音在上面，所以我们不知道。
And because God said, don't take my name in vain.
因为上帝说不可以妄称我的名。
Jewish people don't even say the name.
猶太人就連呢個名都唔敢講。
But this is God's private name.
而呢個係神私人嘅名字。
Just like my name is Aaron.
好似我嘅名字叫做 Aaron.
This is his private name.
呢個係佢私人嘅名字。
So as Christians, what do we call God?
所以作為基督徒，我哋點樣稱呼神嘅
？God.
神咯。
But that's not his name.
但係呢個唔係佢嘅名字。
That's what he is.
呢個係佢是誰啊嘛？係佢。
We follow exactly the Jewish tradition.
我哋系跟从犹太人嘅传统
，which is not to say his name.
系我哋唔讲佢嘅名字。
Call him something else.
我哋就叫佢用其他名去叫佢。
Other Father.
或者叫做父咯，爸爸父咯，神咯。
Almighty One.
全能者。
Whatever.
乜嘢都好。
So let's just call him for now Elohim.
所以我哋而家用神 Elohim 呢个名字称呼佢。
The next name.On that window is Immanuel.
在这个窗口第二个名字就是以马内利。
Elohim Eternal, God with us.
就是神永恒的神同我们同在。
The next one is Ruach Elohim.
另外一个就是神的灵 Ruach Elohim.
Which is the breath or the spirit of God.
就是神的灵或者神的一口气。
So what is God?
所以神是什么?
Who is God?
神是谁?
God is God.
神就是神。
God is God with us.
神就是神与我们同在。
And God is the breath of God.
神亦都是神的一口气。
And that's God.
这个就是神。
This is a Hebraic way.
这个是一个犹太人的方法。
To try and explain a mystery.
去尝试去解释一个的奥秘。
And at this point.
而来到这里。
Jewish people will either be arguing with you.
猶太人一系就同你去爭拗
，leaving the church，
一系就走啦，離開教堂
，or asking more questions，
或者佢哋會問更多嘅問題。
Often the person talking to them， often the guide talking to them，
當呢啲導賞員向佢哋講完嘢之後
，is a Jewish believer in Jesus，
呢個導賞員係一個猶太信徒
，who can then share their faith，
佢哋就可以分享佢哋嘅信仰。
They often will take our Bibles.
他们很多时就会拿我们的圣经。
And we give lots of New Testaments away.
我们就给出很多这个新约圣经。
I mean, really, we prefer to give both the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament.
我们就很想是旧约和新约一起这样给出。
Because it is very hard to understand the New Testament without the Hebrew Bible.
因为是很难去明白新约，如果我们没有旧约圣经。
We have other material that we can also give.
我哋有其他嘅材料可以俾佢哋。
And then we have the opportunity to answer their questions in more depth.
我哋就有機會更加盡心嘅去解釋佢哋嘅問題。
CMJ has been doing this now for 200 years.
CMJ 做咗呢一個嘅事工兩百年。
And when they started the State of Israel in 1948,
佢哋喺1948年立國以色列立國嘅時候。
There were only four churches, with Jewish churches with paid pastors.
當時只有四間嘅猶太教堂，佢哋有 paid pastor， 佢哋有一個受薪嘅牧師。
And today, in Israel, there is over 130.
而今日喺以色列有超過130間嘅猶太教堂。
So something is happening.
所以有啲嘢係發生緊。
Amongst the Jewish people.
喺猶太人當中。
And what is it?
乜嘢？系乜嘢发生紧
？The kingdom of heaven，
天国。
What is the kingdom of heaven？
天国系乜嘢嚟噶
？What is the kingdom of heaven？
天国系咩嚟噶
Where is the kingdom of heaven?
天国在哪里?
It's here.
在这里.
According to Islam, the kingdom is the earth.
按着伊斯兰教, 这个国就是地球。
But according to Jewish and Christian tradition,
但是按着犹太人和基督徒的传统,
the kingdom is you and me.
这个天国就是你和我。
And what did Jesus come to do?
主耶稣来到地上是做什么?
He came to save us, yes.
他来到去救我们,
He came to give us life and give it in abundance.
给我们有生命, 而且是丰盛的生命。
He came to drive away the devil.
他来到赶走,
He did all that.
他做了这些,
but in his words,
但是用他自己的,
from Luke chapter 4,
在路加福音第四章,
from Luke 4, verse 42,
第42节,
excellent. It says in Cantonese,
在广东话这样讲,
at daybreak,
天亮的时候,
Jesus went out to a solitary place.
耶稣出来去到旷野的地方,
He's always trying to find a solitary place.
他经常都找一些,
The people were looking for him.
那些人去找他,
and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving.
他们找到耶稣的时候, 就不让耶稣走了,
and fair enough, wouldn't you?
那是一件好事的, 是吧?
But he said,
但是他说,
I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God.
我要继续传神国的福音,
to the other towns also.
去其他的城里面去,
because this is why I was sent.
因为这个缘故我是来到地上,
I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God.
我一定要传讲神国的福音。
So what is the kingdom?
所以天国是什么呢?
And when did it start?
天国什么时候开始的?
So if I was to ask a rabbi,
如果我问一个拉比,
when did the kingdom of heaven start?
天国是什么时候开始的?
What do you think he would say?
你猜他会说什么?
When did God start becoming king?
上主什么时候成为一位王呢?
Creation?
在创造宇宙的时候,
when God made the world?
上主创造天地的时候,
that's part of every Jewish prayer, by the way.
这个是犹太人的祷告的一部分。
Blessed are you, the Lord our God, King of the universe.
上主你的名是当地称重的, 你就是宇宙的主宰。
But he would say, God became king at Mount Sinai.
他就会讲, 上帝成为王是在西乃山上面。
So at Mount Sinai, God comes down.
在西乃山上帝来到临到地上,
and he introduces himself to the people for the first time.
他第一次向着他自己的子民介绍他自己,
and it's then that he becomes the king.
而在那里他成为王,
and it's the reason why he's really upset.
为什么他会这么生气呢?
When they want to choose Saul as a king.
为什么他们, 当他们去要, 想扫罗成为王的时候, 为什么上帝会这么生气?
And so God is supposed to be the king.
因为神是应当作王的。
And when God is the king,
而当神是作王的时候,
that is the kingdom.
这个就是天国。
We say it in our prayer, the Lord's prayer.
我们在主祷文里面会这样讲,
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父,
may your name be holy.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
But what does that mean?
什么意思?
May your will be done. How?
愿你的旨意成就, 怎样啊?
On earth, just like it is in heaven.
在地上如同在天上一样。
How is God's will done in heaven?
上主的旨意怎样在天上成就?
How is God's will done in heaven?
上主的旨意怎样在天上成就?
Exactly to the letter.
就係咁樣啦，每個字都係按住佢嘅，每樣嘢都係按住佢講嘅每一個字咁樣嚟成就。
So if God turns to an angel，
如果當神向天使説話
，and says go turn on the sun，
就去叫佢去開著個太陽。
What does the angel do？
咁啊，天使做咩啊
？Goes turns on the sun，
咁就係佢著咗個太陽啦。
Even when Satan comes into heaven，
就算連撒旦去到天上嘅時候
，in the book of Job
喺約伯記裏邊。
And God asks him a question.
上帝問類似嘅問題啦。
Hey Satan, what have you been doing?
撒旦，你最近做咗啲咩啊
？Satan has to answer.
咁撒旦一定要回答咯。
He has to tell him.
佢一定要講俾神聽。
Because in heaven,
因為喺天上
，everything is done exactly as God wants it.
所有嘢都係按住神嘅意思咁樣嚟成就嘅。
So what are we saying when we say this prayer?
我哋咁樣去祈禱，其實係講緊乜嘢咧？
May your will be done, just like it is in heaven.
愿你嘅旨意成就，好似喺天上一样。
But here on earth,
喺地上都系咁样成就。
Are you ready for that?
我哋预备好未啊
？This is the kingdom prayer we pray.
呢个就系天国嘅祷告，我哋系咁样祈求。
In Matthew 11,
喺马太第十一章
，verse 11,
第十一节。
Jesus will give us the mission of the kingdom.
耶稣就讲到呢一个嘅信息，就系天国嘅使命。
Matthew 11,
马太
11,
十一章十一节。
I tell you the truth.
我实在嘅告诉你
，Among those born of woman,
凡系妇人所生嘅。
There has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist.
冇一个兴起来大过施洗约翰。
Yet he who is least,
然而喺天国里面最小嘅
，in the kingdom of heaven,
喺天国里边
is greater than he.
都比佢还大。
That's not bad.
唔错喎。
But from the days of John the Baptist,
自从施洗约翰嘅时候
，until now,
到而家。
At 41 minutes past 8,
現在是8點41分。
The kingdom of heaven,
天國
is forcefully advancing,
是很有大能地進展著。
And forceful men lay hold of it.
而那些很有力的人呢就能夠抓住天國。
Now is that what your translation says?
我們的翻譯是這樣說的。
Every translation is different.
每一個翻譯都不同
especially in English.
特別在英文裏面
Nearly every version has a different
差不多每個版本都有它自己的翻譯
Because the Greek is very complex.
因為在希臘文裏面都是複雜的
And the Greek word we're all having trouble with
而這個希臘文我們很難去翻譯的是
Is a Greek word called biastes
那就是這個 biasti 這個的希臘文
And it can eitherbe read passive or active.
是可以翻译为被动或者主动的。
Now, do you have passive and active in Cantonese?
我们在中文里面有没有被动和主动的
Okay, so in Hebrew, when I speak Hebrew, it's very easy to work out whether a word is passive or active.
在希伯来文里面很容易分到那个字是到底主动的或者是被动的。
It's very clear.
很清楚。
Okay, if I want to close the door, I say, Ani soger et adelet.I close the door.
如果我想話閂門嘅話，我就會講我閂門。
This is an active verb.
呢個係主動嘅一個動作，一個動詞。
When I want to say the door is closed,
而我想
Adelet schura.
而我想
Adelet schura. The door is closed.
而我想講個門被閂嘅話，我就會咁樣講啦，就係講到門被閂咗。
But the verb is passive.
咁嗰個字嗰、那個動詞就係被動嘅。
The door can't do anything。
嗰道門唔能夠做到任何嘢。
It is closed, but it does nothing。
佢係會被關埋，但係佢本身唔能夠做到啲乜嘢。
And so it's very easy to say which one is passive, which one is active。
所以好容易分到邊個被動，邊個主動。
Unfortunately, Greek isn't so clear sometimes。
但好不幸地喺希臘文就唔係咁清楚。
So this word。Can either be read passive or active, and you choose.
所以呢個字可以讀成被動，亦都可以讀成主動，你嘅選擇。
And so, another question.
所以又有問題咯。
is the kingdom of heaven advancing, which would be the active reading.
天国是进展紧, 如果我们这样译呢, 就是译将的字译了做主动。
Or is the kingdom of heaven under attack by forceful people?
如果我们译了天国是被那些有力的人攻击紧呢,
which would be the passive reading.
那就是一个读了这个字就被动了。
So which do you think?
边个是?
Okay.
Both.
Is the Jewish answer?
Yes.
Jewish answer is yes.
Hi.
If I was to get my brother from the Sudan, and I said to him, is the kingdom suffering violence, or is it forcefully advancing?
如果我问我在约旦苏丹那里的弟兄们那些信徒到底天国是不断进展还是被攻击?
He will probably say, we're suffering violence.
他大概会说就是被攻击着。
They're killing us.
他们在杀害我们。
They're burning our churches.
他们就放火烧着教堂。
And we're being spread over the world.
我们就被赶散去世界不同的地方。
So for us, the kingdom is suffering violence.
所以对我们来说, 天国是受到猛烈的攻击。
But in Israel,
在以色列,
when we started Israel 60 years ago, we only had 4 churches.
在60年前, 以色列国立国的时候, 只有4间的教堂。
Now we have more than 130.
现在我们有多过130间。
So for us, is the kingdom of heaven forcefully advancing?
所以对我们来说,
or is it suffering violence?
天国是不断进展的,还是被猛烈的攻击呢?
For us, it is advancing.
对我们来说,是进展的。
Every day, more people are being counted as members of the kingdom.
每一天都更加多人是被捍卫属于这个天国。
They are taking upon themselves the yoke of the kingdom of heaven.
他们拎起这个天国的轭。
Have you heard of this expression?
你有没有听过这个说法?
The yoke of the kingdom of heaven.
天国的轭。
Because a yoke is something you would put on an animal.
一个轭是你会放在动物上面的。
And at the time of Jesus,
在耶稣的时候,
even people had yokes.
就算人都有这个轭,
not like an animal.
又不同动物不同,
for them, the yoke was the teaching of a rabbi.
对他们来说,
you would find yourself a rabbi with which to yoke yourself.
你就会找一个老师,
and you'd listen to his teaching.
你就会听他的教导。
And if you liked it, you'd follow it.
如果你喜欢的话, 你就跟从。
And so, it says in the Bible, do not work on the Sabbath.
所以在圣经里面说, 不要在安息日工作。
But what's work?
但是何为工作?
The Bible doesn't tell you.
圣经里面没说。
So I find a rabbi.
所以我找一个拉比,
and I ask him.
我就问他了。
So one rabbi,
一个拉比就说,
I say, rabbi, can I turn my computer on the Sabbath? And this rabbi says, no.
这个拉比就说,
you might be tempted to check emails.
因为你穿了电脑, 你就会很大的诱惑。
There might be a work email in there.
你会check email.
And then you are working.
那就是工作。
So you will not turn your computer on.
所以就不要穿你的电脑。
I don't like that rabbi.
我不喜欢这个拉比。
I will choose another rabbi.
我找另一个。
Say, Rabbi, can I turn my computer on the Sabbath?
拉比, 我在安息日可不可以穿电脑?
And this rabbi will say, sure.
这个拉比就说, 好啊,
but only to play computer games.
只可以是玩电脑游戏。
Okay, I like this rabbi.
啊, 这个拉比好啊。
So I will yoke myself with this rabbi.
那我就会负起这个拉比的轭。
And Jesus says, you take upon yourself my yoke.
主耶稣就说, 你要负起我的轭。
Because my yoke is easy.
我的轭是容易,
and my burden is light.
我的担子是轻松,
which is another oxymoron.
这个也是另一个矛盾。
There's always lots of tension in Hebrew.
在希伯来文常常有这种张力,
a burden, but 一个, it's light.
一个的担子, 但是轻松。
And so, where did this term, the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, come from?
这个天国的轭是来自哪里呢?
It's from, again, Mount Sinai.
又是来自西奈山。
When God became king,
当神成为王之后,
then Israel took upon itself,
以色列就拎起,
the kingdom of heaven,
天国,
which is the kingship of God,
就是上帝的王权,
they would take upon themselves his teachings,
他就会拎起上帝的教导,
they would take upon themselves his guidance,
他就会拎起上帝的指引,
and his instructions,
也都拎起上帝的教导,
and that is the real meaning of the word Torah,
这个就是 Torah 这个字真正的意思。
Torah doesn't mean law,
Torah 不是单单讲律法。
The Hebrew word for law is chok.
Chok 这个字才是希伯来文律法那个字。
Now inside the Torah,
在 Torah 里面,
there might be many chokim laws,
里面有很多的律法。
But the word Torah,
但是 Torah 这个字,
comes from the verb lahorot,
来自另一个字 lahorot,
which means to teach,
就是指教导,
to guide, or to instruct,
指引和教导。
And so this is the meaning of taking upon yourself the yoke of the kingdom of heaven.
这个就是负起天国的轭那个意思了。
And this happens whenever God is king.
这个就是当每次上帝作王的时候就会发生的。
And so Jesus says, take upon yourselves my yoke, make me king.
所以主耶稣就说，你要负起我的轭，意思就是让我成为你的王。
That will be the kingdom of heaven.
这个就是天国。
When I'm king of your life, you're going to act in a certain way.
当我是你生命里面的王，你就会这样生活的。
And you will obey Jesus's Torah.
你会服从主耶稣的 Torah 教导。
His guidance, teaching, and instruction.
他的指引和教导。
Oddly enough, it will be the same as his father's.
Sorry, I missed that part.
Oh. Oddly enough, it'll be the same as his father's.
就是很奇怪地，原来同主耶稣的父亲一样的。
And what we are seeing at Christ Church,
我们在Christ Church 里面见到的是什么呢？
Is a true meaning of the kingdom of heaven.
就是天国真正的意义。
A place where Jews, Jewish Christians, Arab Christians, and Gentile Christians can live, love, and work together.
一个地方就是犹太的信徒、外邦的信徒和阿拉伯的信徒可以一起生活、一起居住、一起工作。
This is unique.
这个是很独特的。
In the Middle East.
是在中东里面很特别的。
Because usually they're all throwing stones at each other.
因为通常这三班人都是互相扔石的。
A small problem.
一个小的问题。
Is the issue of identity.
就是身份的问题。
Do I lose my identity in this kingdom?
我们在这个国里面会不会失去了我们自己的身份呢？
And for Jewish people,
对犹太人来讲，
they've had a long tradition,
他们有一个很长的传统，
of seeing Christianity as something foreign.
他们会这样看基督教就是很陌生的一样东西。
And so there's a strong fear,
他们有一个很强的恐惧
that they will lose their Jewishness.
他们会失去他们的犹太的身份
if they believe in this king.
如果他们相信这位王
even though,
即使
the whole idea of Messiah is a very Jewish thing.
整个弥赛亚的观念其实是很犹太的
To help describe the nature of the community,
去描述这个群体的本质
To describe the nature of the kingdom,
描述这个天国的本质
we use a window of an olive tree.
我们用到一个的有橄榄树的一个的窗口
which you will find in the book of Romans.
我们就会在罗马书那里见到。
Now Paul has to deal with this problem too.
保罗都要面对这个问题。
Okay, so when Paul writes his letters to churches,
当保罗写给教会他的书信的时候
he writes because there's a problem.
他写是因为有问题发生。
Which is the reason why you write Bible.
就是同样的原因
because there's a problem.
我们会因为这样而写圣经，因为当时有这些问题。
Unfortunately, we don't have a letter from Paul that says,
很不幸地，我们没有一封来自保罗的书信是讲到
Dear Church on Hong Kong.
亲爱的香港教会
You are the best thing since sliced bread. You are the best thing since warm pita. You are the best thing since fried rice. I will write down everything you are doing, so in 2,000 years we will know what's good. But no.
I lost him.
We write Bible because there's a problem.
我们去写圣经，因为当时有这个问题。
And one of the problems in Rome,
其中在罗马一个问题就是,
is it's a mix of Jewish and Gentile Christians.
是一个犹太信徒和外邦信徒混合的群体。
And they're all trying to figure out their place in this new kingdom.
他们大家都去想到他们在这个新的国里面的位置。
Where did the church in Rome start?
罗马这个教会在哪里开始呢?
Who started the church in Rome?
谁开始这个罗马的教会?
Anyone been to Rome?
有没有人去过罗马呢?
No?
没有。
St. Peter's Church. Yeah. People think the church in Rome was started by Peter.
大家都以为罗马的教会是由彼得去建立的，
which is almost technically true.
在技术上是差不多对的。
The church in Rome starts in Acts chapter 2.
罗马的教会其实在使徒行传第二章开始的。
Where at Pentecost it will say, there were Jews from around the world, from all parts of the world.
当时是五旬节，讲到来自世界各地的犹太人都在那里。
And it even says the Jews of Rome.
甚至乎有讲到来自罗马的犹太人。
Because three times God has asked the Jewish people to come to Jerusalem to pray.
因为有三次，上主是叫那些犹太人去到耶路撒冷去祷告。
Every year they had to come for Passover.
每一年他们都要在逾越节去耶路撒冷。
For Shavuot.
在五旬节都要去。
For Tabernacles.
在柱棚节都要去。
But if you lived in Rome,
但如果你住在罗马的话,
you can't do that every year.
你不可以每年都这么做。
So communities would begin to send just a part of their synagogue.
所以每个地方他们的社会就会派他们的会堂的一小撮人。
So if this was a synagogue in Rome,
这个就是在罗马的会堂,
we might send 10 people from here.
我们就派10个人去。
They would represent us in Jerusalem.
他们就会在耶路撒冷代表我们了。
Ah, but in Acts chapter 2,
但是在使徒行传第二章,
this time they went to Jerusalem.
在那次他们去耶路撒冷,
the Spirit of God came down.
神的灵临到,
and Peter got up and he preached.
而彼得就起来去讲道,
and some of them became baptized and became believers in Jesus.
而有一些就经过浸礼就成为跟随耶稣的人。
And then they came back to Rome.
跟着他们回去罗马,
back to us.
回来我们当中,
we said, hey, how was Jerusalem?
那我们就说耶路撒冷怎么样?
And they said, wow, it was unbelievable.
他就说,哇,不可相信。
The Spirit of God.
神的灵,
we know who the Messiah is.
我们知道谁是神,
we believe in Jesus now.
我们现在相信主耶稣。
And then what do we say?
我们怎么说呢?
Have you been sitting in the sun?
你是不是晒得太久了?
Who are these crazy Jews?
Who are these?
Crazy Jews.
这帮神经的犹太人是什么人来的?
So they formed the first church.
所以他们这帮就成为第一个教会。
Start a new Jerusalem.
开始一个新的耶路撒冷。
It started in Jerusalem.
是从耶路撒冷开始。
Paul doesn't start the church in Rome.
保罗不是他在罗马开始这个教会。
It has already started.
是已经开始了。
And now it is including some Gentiles.
现在包括了一些外邦人在里面。
As well as Jews.
也有犹太人在里面。
And they are looking to find their place.
他们在找自己的位置,
in the faith in the Messiah.
在尼赛亚的信仰里面,
their place in the kingdom of heaven.
他们在天国的位置是怎样?
As both Jew and Gentile is taking upon himself the yoke of the kingdom of heaven.
犹太人和外邦人同时都拎起天国的轭。
And so Paul uses an olive tree in Romans 11.
保罗就在罗马书的11章用这棵橄榄树
to try to explain this relationship.
去解释这个关系。
And he says,
他就说,
Okay. Well, actually, I'll paraphrase.
The olive tree.
Can we go back to the picture?
Oh, please. Okay.
The olive tree,
Gamlamsu,
is a representative of the household of faith.
就是代表着整个信仰的一个群体.
It is the kingdom of heaven.
这个就是天国.
It is made up of all of those who have made Yeshua king.
是由那些认耶稣为王的人而组成.
Everything in the Bible is about the kingdom.
每一样东西在圣经里面都是关于天国.
Even the word Amen.
就算阿门这个字都是.
Remember, our God, the King, is faithful.
我们的神, 那位王是信实的.
On the left,
在右手边,
there is a branch of this olive tree.
左手边.
And it is a seven-branched candlestick.
有一个的灯台, 是有七个的,
it is the menorah.
这个就是menorah.
This represents the Jewish people. They are the natural branches of this tree. Messiah is a Jewish concept. The prophets speak about him.
那些的,
the Father promises to send him. And the Jewish people will have the new covenant made with them.
It should
be very natural to find Jewish people believing in Jesus.
Okay.
So for Paul, this is the most natural part of the faith.
Okay.
On the left,
而在,
back to the tree, this, it's all one picture. The left part branch is a cross.
The left.
Can you see that?
Oh, okay.
Sorry, the right.
在左边，我哋见到嗰个枝子系一个十字架.
Your left, my right, whatever. I just figured that out. But it's not natural.
而系呢个系唔自然嘅.
We're grafted in.
我哋系被插枝落去.
Us Gentiles, we were off worshipping the sun, the moon, and the stars.
我们外邦人是敬拜太阳、月亮和星星.
The Jewish people have Messiah.
犹太人有弥赛亚.
And we have gurus.
我们就有这些guru,
the grace of God
神的恩典,
is the fact that you and I can believe in Jesus.
就是我们都能够相信耶稣.
Without becoming Jews.
我们不需要成为犹太人.
The grace of God is Messiah is for us too.
神的恩典就是这个弥赛亚都是给到我们的.
And you and I can believe in Jesus as the King.
你和我可以相信耶稣是我们的王.
As our Savior and Redeemer.
也都是我们的救主和拯救者.
As our friend and our God. As our friend and our God.
也都是我们的朋友,我们的神.
Without having to become Jews.
我们不需要成为犹太人.
And the roots down the bottom of the tree,
在树的底下那些根,
are the Jewish and Gentile non-believers.
那些就是犹太人和外邦人是不信主的人.
But Paul says,
保罗就说,
God in His grace can pick those branches up. Put them in the tree.
上帝在恩典里面可以拎起这些枝子.
So when we're talking to Jewish people in Israel,
当我们在以色列向犹太人说话的时候,
I'm not telling them they have to come and join my team.
我就不是叫他们要来去加入我们的这个团体.
I'm saying thank you for letting me join your team.
我就会说多谢你们, 因为你们让我加入了你们的团体.
And you can join your team as well.
而你亦都可以加入你哋嘅群体喎.
This is a form, this is a Christianity they have never seen before.
呢个系佢哋从来未见过嘅基督教.
And it makes the transition from non-believer to believer easier.
呢个就令到佢哋由未信变成一个信徒系容易一啲啦.
There still be many problems.
但系依然会有好多嘅问题.
But this is for tomorrow night's talk.
那是明天, 明晚我们先讲一些.
for many people, for Jewish people who believe in the Messiah,
对好多人来讲，嗰啲嘅犹太信徒，
this is when all the troubles will start.
呢啲就系好多嘅问题嘅开始。
For some, they will be divorced from their family.
有啲人佢哋就会离开佢哋嘅家庭。
For some, they will never be able to go home again.
有啲连自己屋企都唔可以再翻。
For some, it will be difficult to find work.
有啲就好难揾工。
For some, it will be difficult to find friends.
有啲连朋友都揾唔到。
Imagine if you became a believer right now.
想象
if you became a Christian right now.
如果你而家成为基督徒。
But you can't go home.
但系你唔能够翻屋企。
You can't go to your bank and get money out.
你唔可以去到你銀行嗰度提款。
You can't go and stay with your friends anymore.
你唔可以去到你朋友嗰度同佢一齊。
It'll be difficult when you go to work tomorrow.
你聽日翻工嘅時候會遇到好多困難。
What will you do?
你會點做？
For some Jewish people, that's what they have to face.
對一啲嘅猶太人，呢啲就係佢哋要面對嘅問題。
It's not that they'll be killed.
唔係話到佢哋會被殺。
They won't be.
佢哋唔會。
But it will be very difficult.
但係會遇上呢啲好艱難嘅事情。
Sharing with Jewish people the gospel is the easy bit.
同猶太人去傳分享福音係最容易嘅。
Discipling and living the rest of your life is the hard bit.
但係去牧養佢哋，讓佢哋教佢哋餘下點樣去活係最困難。
Jewish people are naturally curious.
猶太人本質係好好奇。
They will come and they will visit a church.
他们会来，他们会翻教会。
They will come to see what we do.
他们会来看看我们做的是什么。
They know who we are.
他们知道我们是什么人。
They know we're missionaries.
他们知道我们是宣教士。
But Christ Church holds an important place in the history of Jerusalem.
Christ Church 在耶路撒冷的历史里面占了一个重要的位置。
Because in 200 years,
因为在200年里面，
We built the first consulate to Jerusalem.
我哋建立咗喺耶路撒冷第一个嘅领事馆。
We put Jerusalem on the political map.
我哋将耶路撒冷摆喺呢个政治嘅地图里边。
We built the first Protestant church in the Middle East.
我哋喺中东建立咗第一间嘅改革教嘅教堂。
Every other denomination had to build a bigger church than us.
其他嘅其他的宗派都要起一间比我们更大的教堂。
We put a bishop, a Jewish bishop in Jerusalem.
我们将一个犹太的 bishop, 主教摆在耶路撒冷。
Every other denomination had to put in a bigger bishop in Jerusalem.
Bigger.
Bigger. An archbishop.
其他的宗派要摆一个更大的主教在他们的教堂里面。
Christ Church influenced Jerusalem.In its political on the political map,
Christ Church 在呢个嘅政治嘅地图里边去影响紧耶路撒冷。
We built the first modern hospital to Jerusalem.
我哋建立咗喺耶路撒冷里边第一间嘅现代化嘅医院。
And we did something amazing.
我哋都做咗奇妙嘅事。
In the 1830s, we built a school for Jewish girls.
在1830年，我们建立了一间给犹太女孩子的学校。
And in the 1800s, what was the value of a woman in the Middle East?
在1800年代，在中东妇女的位置是怎样？
Nothing.
一钱不值。
You could probably trade a few women in and get a camel.
你可能拿几个女人就换到一只骆驼回
来。But you didn't educate them.
所以你唔會教育佢哋。
You didn't teach them skills.
你唔會俾佢哋任何技能。
You just married them off and let them have babies.
你就等佢哋嫁咗人，又生細佬哥。
And hope that they have sons.
咁就希望佢哋會生得到。
But along comes the European Christian.
但係當歐洲嚟嘅基督徒
says no.
佢哋就話唔可以咁。
In Messiah there are no slave or free.
喺尼賽亞裏邊係冇自由人同埋冇奴隸嘅。
It's no male and female.
唔係關於男同埋女嘅。
Women will go to school.
女子需要去讀書。
So we built a school for Jewish girls.
所以我哋建立咗一間俾猶太女子嘅學校。
And Jewish girls started to come and get educated.
嗰啲嘅猶太女子就嚟得到教育。
In a Christian school.
喺一間基督徒嘅學校裏邊。
So to protect their women,
所以保護佢哋自己嘅婦女。
The Jewish people had to build their own school for girls.
And
so did the Muslims. And the Christian Arabs.
跟着那些,
by doing one small thing,
所以做一件很小的事,
we changed education in the Middle East.
我们就在中东改变了那里的教育制度。
Christchurch has a unique place in history.
Christchurch在历史里面有一个独特的位置。
And so you cannot talk about how Jerusalem began as a modern city.
我们不可以去讨论耶路撒冷怎样作为一个现代的城市是怎样开始。
Without coming to Christchurch.
如果我们不去过Christchurch的话, 我们不明白这个城市怎样开始。
And so they come.
所以他们会来。
They will experience Protestant Christianity for the first time.
他们会第一次经历到改革教的基督教。
They will meet a Messiah who is not foreign, but is one of them.
他们会遇到一个不再陌生的弥赛亚, 因为是他们的一份子。
A church with no idols.
一间教堂里面是没有偶像,
with Hebrew.
是用希伯来文的,
telling them in a non-threatening way, the Messiah is yours.
用一个没有威胁性的方法去跟他们讲, 弥赛亚其实是属于你们的。
Where they can see, read the New Testament as a Jewish book.
他们就可以读到新约作为一本犹太人的著作。
And where they can encounter Jewish believers in Jesus.
他们可以接触到, 犹太的信徒。
These are the strengths of Christchurch.
这个就是Christchurch的力。
This is how CMJ does its evangelism.
CMJ就是要做这些, 要传福音。
So 200 years later, we are still doing what we say we do.
200年后, 我们依然在做我们说要做的事。
And the kingdom of heaven is forcefully advancing.
而神的国就这样不断猛烈地进展着。
There might be lots of bad news in the Middle East.
在中东有很多坏的消息。
And you might see lots of bad news on TV.
你在电视里面见到很多不好的新闻。
But there's not a lot of bad news in Jerusalem.
但在耶路撒冷里面其实不是那么多这些不好的新闻。
Because Jesus the Messiah is being preached.
因为耶稣作为弥赛亚是不断我们不断地传讲着。
The gospel is being shared.
福音是继续去分享。
And Jewish people are returning to the olive tree.
犹太人是回到这一棵橄榄树那里。
More and more, God is reaching down and picking up the broken branches.
上帝越来越多将下面那些枝子去拎回起上面。
And He is putting them back into the tree.
他们就被插回在这棵橄榄树里面。
The kingdom of heaven is getting bigger.
神的国越来越大。
And that is good news.
这个就是好的信息。
So I hope if there's anything you've heard tonight,
所以希望大家今晚听过的,
it is some good news.
是好的信息。
This is very good news.
因为是实在好的消息。
Okay. For God has given the new covenant,
因为神给了这个新约,
with the house of Israel,
是给以色列的家,
and in today's day,
在今日, 现代,
He is listening.
他是依然聆听着,
the house of Israel is listening.
这个以色列的家是听着的。
Okay. Thank you very much.
好, 多谢大家。
他们的事工他们一直以来的就是要让犹太人传福音，其实正如他所说的，他一直以来就是要让犹太人认识，原来我们相信的耶稣就是他们的神。我们其实都有同一位神，也都有同一本圣经，大家可能会觉得陌生，为什么好像你永远都觉得旧约和新约是拉不起来的，好不好？我们都有好像犹太人有一份的好奇心， 重新去做认识我们自己信仰的根源。至于过往曾经发生过什么事，为什么今天基督教会和犹太信仰脱了这么远的呢？所以都想跟大家介绍一本书。这本书是源自于《Our Father Abraham》，现在中文译本就是我们机构翻译和出版。 咁呢本書嘅作者 Martin Wilson 咧就係一位好資深嘅學者，咁亦都同好多位嘅以色列耶路撒冷嗰啲嘅一齊做多好多研究。咁喺本書嘅裏邊咧，除咗會提及到就係我哋失落咗份好豐富嘅遺產信仰，就係我哋信仰同猶太人嘅係同嚟自初代嗰班嘅信徒發展出嚟嘅，點解會今日變成咁咧？同埋我哋失落咗好多，如果我哋唔認翻清我哋嘅信仰嘅根源咧，其實我睇聖經係好困難嘅。你冇咗舊約，你係睇唔明新約嘅。咁正如頭先 Alan 都解釋咗好多，咁希望大家真係用份謙卑同埋用份開放嘅心，再認識翻自己信仰根源。咁呢本書今日我哋都有大量可以發售，咁你可以喺兩個出口處我哋接到嚟得買啦。咁就係今日係賣150一本嘅。咁嚟緊聽晚同埋後晚咧，都仍然有兩場講座啦。咁就聽晚會同大家講下CMJ 點樣喺耶路撒冷裏邊鼓勵翻嗰啲已經相信耶穌係佢哋尼賽亞嘅嗰班信徒，點樣去鼓勵佢哋嘅信仰，去堅立佢哋，都做咗好多好多功夫。咁到星期三啊，就真係會係啦，讓基督徒明白翻我哋嘅信仰根源。咁好歡迎你哋都繼續去嚟聽晚同埋後晚嘅講座啦，都係同一個地方，時間都係一樣嘅。咁你我哋結束幾多？咁啊，我哋請Peter同我做結束競統嘛。
Sorry，Don
has something to
say. Oh, okay. 阿Don有啲嘢想同你講分享嘅。
I just wanted to thank you all for coming tonight, and
我想多謝大家今晚嚟到呢度。
And one of my one of the great joys of my job as the director,
我作為總監嘅呢個工作最喜樂嘅係
is that I have a very very talented team of people working for me.
我就有一班嘅好有好有才幹嘅一班嘅人為我工作。
People who often know a lot more than me.
佢哋就認識比我更加多。
And my brother Aaron here is a wonderful teacher and. It's just a great joy to be joining with you tonight to listen to Aaron's teaching.
Alan 弟兄是一個很有恩賜的老師，所以今晚很開心他能夠跟大家分享。
And I have a prayer request tonight.
我今晚希望大家有一個禱告。
And I'm very, very tired at the moment, and I just flew in this afternoon.
我現在這一刻是非常疲倦，因為我下午才到。
And I've been working very, very hard in the last few weeks.
咁喺過去幾個星期，我都好工作都好繁忙。
And 2 weeks ago, we had an international board meeting.
兩個星期前，我哋有一個國際嘅董事會。
And after being here, I'm going down to Melbourne, where my wife and children and grandchildren are.
我完咗香港之後，我哋會翻去墨爾本，我嘅太太、兒女同埋啲孫都喺嗰度。
And so I really, really like prayer for myself and for strength and rest, basically over the days ahead.
咁想大家為我去禱告，希望我能夠得翻能力，同埋能夠有好嘅休息。
And my brother Aaron is here with his wife and his 3 kids.
我的 Alan 弟兄他和他太太和三個小孩都來了。
And Aaron has been working very very hard as well, and he flew in yesterday.
Alan 是昨天到港的，他也都很努力地工作。
So yes, if you could consider us in prayer, that would be much much appreciated. I'm sure that I've heard that Chinese Christians are very very prayerful.
如果大家可以在禱告裡面紀念我們，就我們非常的感謝。我就聽聞中國的信徒是常常禱告的。
And so we're very very ordinary people, and we're not superstars.
我們所以我們不是一些什麼巨星，都是很普通的人。
Thank you very much.
好，多謝大家。好，那我們一起禱告。我們的主，我們的神，我們多謝你，多謝你帶領到 Don 和 Aaron 來到我們的當中。他們所分享的事，我們知道其實我們的內心裡面的心底處是非常之認同，因為我們一路讀聖經的時候，其實你已經將這個信息放在我們的心裡，你一直沒有放低過我們的子民，所以我們今天也都能夠相信你是非常愛你的子民，即使 他们还有很多是未相信你，未认识耶稣是他们的尼赛亚，但是你的爱依然临到他们身上。我们有这个福气能够成为你的一部分，能够在天国里面，是我们一个很大很大的福气，也都是你给到我们这个恩典。就求你帮助我们，让我们领受了这份恩典的时候，我们被你使用，我们所做的事能够讨你喜悦，我们能够为你去将这个福音被你使用的带回给你的子民。所以我们多谢你给到 CMJ 两位的更好的弟兄来到我们当中，跟我们分享他们在那边的工作，也都求你大大的使用他们，特别为到Don去祷告，因为知道他身体非常疲倦，求你给他在香港的日子能够重新得力，能在你里面能够得着新的能力， 有你自己的带领和你的高抹，让他能够为你去发光，也继续分享你摆在他内心里面的异象。你要将Aaron 去交上，求你继续使用他，让他的教导继续在我里面，我们里面的内心去响起，让基督徒能够重新去认识我们自己的信仰，能够重新认识我们自己的使命。所以将他们两位恭敬交在你手里面，求你亲自的保守和带领。也都多谢你今天与我们同在，也都求你接下来在两晚的聚会里面继续与我们同在，带领多一些的你的信徒来到我们当中，能够去分享这些美好的信息。我们献上感恩，祷告奉靠主耶稣的名祈求。